not you. If I could go back, would I do things differently? I don't think so. What choice did I have? If I'd been honest with you from the start, you would never have befriended me. Our friendship was important to me. I'm truly sorry that things turned out this way. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. Chapter 1. 7 months before. Laura. As Laura entered the flat, her phone pinged with the text. She groaned. It was time to make up her mind. But after mulling things over for the last fortnight, she was still indecisive. Kicking the front door closed behind her, she dumped her handbag and shopping on the floor. It was always dark and gloomy in her flat, even on sunny days like that Saturday. Although pokey, it was her refuge, and at the end of a working day, she liked to shut herself off from the outside world and relax with a book or a film. She kept the place obsessively clean and tidy, although no amount of bleach and polish masked the smell of damp. "I'm home," she called out, shrugging off her coat and slipping off her shoes. Harry barely acknowledged her from his usual place on the sofa. "Lazy cat," she muttered affectionately, picking up her bags and making her way into the kitchen. She put away the shopping before fishing her mobile out of her handbag to read the message. Just as she'd thought. It was from Claire. "You have to come, please. XOXO." Laura couldn't go. How could she get out of it this time? Last year, Claire had found cheap flights from Belfast International to Alicante. She'd tried to talk Laura into going with her and the others a whole week in August. It would be great crack, according to Claire, all that sea, sun and sangria. Her mother had said something catty. She usually did. How her father had put up with her for so long was beyond Laura. She'd been like that even before he died, although she became worse afterwards, when he was no longer around to keep her in check. Laura remembered her mother's words as if it were yesterday. "Better ditch the bikini," she'd said. "They'll mistake you for a beached whale." Laura wasn't nearly as fat as her mother liked to make out. A little overweight, yes, but she was surely of average build for a citizen of Northern Ireland. And she didn't even own a bikini. Cursed with a ghoulishly white Celtic complexion, Laura tended to stay out of the sun, which was one of the reasons she didn't go to Spain. Even so, she'd been flattered that her colleagues had asked her to go to Alicante with them, and grateful that Claire included her all the time. They were poles apart, she and Claire. Laura had freckles, eyes the colour of seaweed, and scraggly ginger hair, whereas Claire was skinny, with cobalt blue eyes and long, shiny jet black hair. She was beautiful, popular too. Everyone at the library adored her. In the end, Laura had lied. She said she'd been invited to the wedding of one of her cousins. She had 12 cousins on her mother's side, and they were all married except for one, Declan. Same-sex marriage would have to be legalised in Northern Ireland before Declan and his partner could get married. But Laura's colleagues knew nothing about her family, and so, as implausible as that excuse was, it got her out of the trip. Afterwards, she'd listened to the suntan girls reminiscing about their holiday in Spain. They talked about nothing else for a week. "The weather was lovely. We were blathered. The paella was cracker. Spanish men have such firm arses." It had all made Laura rather envious. In turn, Laura told them a bit about the fictitious wedding. She'd spent hours during the holidays devouring novels. As the main characters tied the knot at the end of a few of her summer reads, she used that for inspiration. She made herself a cup of tea now, sitting next to Harry on the sofa and cradling the mug in